Welcome to Securing Data in the Age of AI, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by Cyera. I'm your host, Charlie Osborne. Offering a cloud-native solution that is purpose-built to ensure cyber resilience and assure compliance everywhere enterprises manage data, Cyera empowers security teams to know where their data is, what exposes it to risk, and to take immediate action to remediate exposures. To learn more about our sponsor, visit cyera.io. That's C-Y-E-R-A.io. Joining me today is Steve Klementowski, Director of Customer Success and Retention at Cyera. Steve, welcome and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Charlie.
So in this episode, we're going to be talking about quite a hot topic, data security posture management, otherwise known as DSPM. To start, Steve, can you please tell our listeners what this is?
Sure. Organizations are accumulating vast amounts of data to the point where they no longer know what data they have or what is happening with it. It's so incredibly difficult to secure something that you can't wrap your arms around. So this data sprawl combined with the lack of visibility is causing massive amounts of risk. DSPM is the core platform to monitor, manage, and control data security across the enterprise. So we help CISOs and security teams answer, where's all of my data? Is it secure? And if not, how do we go and fix it?
So why should organizations today care about DSPM? Why does it matter?
Yeah, so it's so difficult to secure something that you can't wrap your arms around. Several years ago, as a consultant, I used to help organizations do data mapping exercises. And these were largely based on Excel spreadsheets and Google Docs and interviews with business stakeholders. And we'd ask businesses, what data do you process? How do you secure it? And they would struggle to answer the question. And so DSPM helps security teams automatically discover, inventory, and auto-classify all of this data so that they can go and they can apply the correct security controls given the actual data that they have.
And how can organizations effectively integrate DSPM with their existing security tools and frameworks, for example, to create a more cohesive and comprehensive security strategy?
The data and risk reduction that we provide as a standalone tool is valuable on its own, but I like to say that we're also complementary to almost every security tool. It's part of what makes DSPM so exciting to me. I'll touch on three integration trends we're seeing across the security ecosystem. So tagging data in order to more effectively implement safeguards. So we serve as a single source of truth. We take our classifications and we're applying virtual tags to ensure that other security tools have the context that's necessary to control data, whether that is data loss prevention or applying something like column level encryption or column level access control in the database. Second integration and way that we're integrating and working with the security ecosystem is enhancing traditional vulnerability management. For example, if you take cloud security posture management issues, we help understand their actual criticality. So maybe a storage bucket is configured to be public, but does it contain any sensitive data? Are the individual files themselves public? Maybe a file shared with a personal email address. Is it the company's intellectual property? Or did the employee just need to share their tax form with their personal email so they could go and do their taxes? The third is data access governance. So understanding exactly what data someone has access to and integrating with the identity management stack and access control tools to effectively apply access controls. So does the level of access that someone has make sense? Will an access request to new data materially increase or change the access that someone has? And is the access in line with their peers? Does this person have more access than the typical user in HR or marketing, for example?
And in regard to data security measures, there's another topic I'd like to touch upon, which is how CISOs may be viewing it. So what specific metrics or indicators do you believe are the most effective for CISOs to gauge the impact of their data security measures?
One key metric we're seeing a lot of success with is the number of sensitive records at high risk. Secondarily, and related to that, is the percentage of sensitive records at high risk. This allows CISOs to compare business units or subsidiaries or see how they stand in the industry when the organization might have a different number of total sensitive records. Most organizations need to store and process sensitive data. We allow security teams to understand exactly how many records are at high risk and measure that as they reduce that number. We also help them see what's the impact of implementing a control and risk reduction. So they can compare different controls, approaches, and focus areas to see if I apply a control to this data store, how many records am I going to be protecting? we're seeing a lot of success there because that's very measurable to security teams. When risk reduction used to be not a guessing game, but something that was very difficult to measure, or there used to have to be a lot of wide-ranging assumptions about risk reduction.
And I'm glad you mentioned things that are measurable, because something else I'd like to know is, in what ways can CISOs leverage data analytics to gain deeper insights into their security posture and to drive more informed decision-making?
I think this goes back to DSPM at its core, which is understanding where your sensitive data exists allows you to more effectively apply controls. So many companies we've talked to were treating every data store as sensitive because they couldn't differentiate between those that held sensitive data and those that didn't. Or they're assuming that their attempts at data segmentation, right, for things like PCI DSS or HIPAA here in the States, they assume that their data segmentation for compliance regulations were not working. So DSPM allows you to understand exactly where your sensitive data is stored, and you can decide exactly where to focus based on the measurable amount of risk in a given area. And that's tied back to records at risk.
And Steve, with the increasing volume and sophistication of cyber threats, how should CISOs adapt their security strategies to be more data-centric?
I think this is a huge problem in security, right? Security teams have finite resources. So where do we focus to get the most return on investment is a constant question and a constant challenge. I was in a webinar recently with the Enterprise Strategy Group where we discussed some of the research around this. The vast majority of organizations are ignoring more than half of their cloud security alerts because it's not feasible to investigate everything. So we need to find more effective ways to prioritize these alerts, and these need to be measurable, repeatable, and defensible. Using records at risk as a proxy for issue criticality or severity has worked very well for organizations we've worked with. And going back to finding effective ways to prioritize alerts or accept risk, this needs to be defensible, right? The new SEC disclosure requirements, CISOs are under the spotlight. Their risk acceptance must be defensible. So if we can arm a CISO to say, hey, we ignored this alert or we deprioritized this alert because it didn't affect any sensitive data and we have proof, that's a win in my book.
And in your experience, what are the biggest challenges CISOs face when trying to quantify the return on investment of their security investments?
Many benefits of cybersecurity investments are intangible or so difficult to quantify. For example, how do we measure the value of a data breach or an insider threat event that didn't happen due to proactive security controls that we applied in the past? The avoidance of these negative outcomes doesn't translate into traditional financial metrics, which makes it so difficult for security teams to articulate the return on investment in a way that resonates with all of the stakeholders who are focused on tangible results in dollar amounts. The second challenge is how in-depth do we go with this risk analysis? There's so many different frameworks and guidelines out there for risk analysis. There's PhDs in mathematics that build entire careers around risk measurement. So we need the risk analysis and the return on investment to be measurable and defensible without wasting time and resources. And I think that's where having an effective metric like records at risk is a really great way to start to measure this.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
Do you want to automate the process of discovering and classifying your data to protect it from exposure everywhere you manage information? Cyera's AI-powered data security platform is changing the way businesses like yours secure data, offering a cloud-native solution built to ensure cyber resilience and assure compliance everywhere you manage data. Cyera empowers security teams to know where their data is, what exposes it to risk, and take immediate action to remediate exposures. Data is every business's most crucial asset and the foundation of any security program. Visit Cyera.io, that's Cyera.io, to learn more.
And now back to the podcast.
Considering the issues surrounding measurable methods to measure returns on investment in terms of security, can you share some effective methods or metrics that CISOs could use?
Sure. I think unlike other areas of business investment, there's a lack of standardized metrics for measuring the effectiveness of security initiatives. this lack of consensus on what do we measure, how do we assign dollar amounts to risk, makes it very difficult for CISOs to communicate their success in a way that's understandable across the business. This is, again, why I keep on coming back to the sensitive records at risk as a standardized metric. So much of security, in fact, most of security can be summed up as the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of data. So data is at the core of most of what, or a lot of what, security does. And so if you have a way to measure that data and you can get everyone to agree to a dollar cost or point value associated with a given record type, say every identifiable piece of health information is worth $5, you start to have a way to assign dollar risk to data stores, to user drives, to risks, to vulnerabilities. And that's very powerful when you have a way to consistently, accurately measure risk associated with different events or different assets. That is tangible to the business and it becomes easier to communicate. We've seen really great success so far with a lot of our customers using records at risk as a proxy for the impact of an event or risk of an asset.
And finally, Steve, I think there's another important topic we need to touch upon, which is regulations. So how do regulatory requirements impact the way CISOs measure return on investment and risk reduction in their security efforts?
Yeah, this is really, really difficult. So traditionally, risk is measured in the likelihood of an event multiplied by the economic impact of an event. So if I think an insider threat event will cost me $1 million or cost the organization $1 million, and unchecked, it will occur once every 10 years, then my expected annual risk is 10% for once every 10 years times $1 million, or my expected annual risk is $100,000. Regulatory requirements are so difficult because it's incredibly difficult to estimate the likelihood and impact in a similar way. You see these massive multi-million-dollar fines in GDPR, but these don't affect all industries the same way. We see heightened enforcement around ad tech and e-commerce. Similarly, it's tough to predict how different regulatory authorities are going to actually go and enforce these regulations. We can't predict whether we'll see an increase in class actions afforded by private right of action, or the California Privacy Protection Agency is going to be more active in a given area. No one really knows how to deal with these. So again, I think it comes back to using records at risk as a proxy for how likely you are to have some enforcement action or lawsuit levied against you from these regulatory requirements around cybersecurity and data protection.
Thank you for joining us today, Steve, and sharing your expertise with us.
Thanks. It was great to be here. I appreciate it.
Securing Data in the Age of AI is a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by Cyera, offering a cloud-native solution that is purpose-built to ensure cyber resilience and assure compliance everywhere enterprises manage data. Cyera empowers security teams to know where their data is, what exposes it to risk, and take immediate action to remediate exposures. To learn more about our sponsor, visit cyera.io. That's C-Y-E-R-A.io.